Senior Life Journeys presents Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here is your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host, and I'm glad that you're here. Hope you'll check out our website, www.letstalkdementia.org. All of my books are there. These audio recordings, our podcast, our videos are there. And you can also click on the little menu and send me a message, and we'll have a free phone consultation anytime you might need me. Today, I want to talk with you about loneliness. It's kind of been on my mind, especially this morning. I was reading in my morning devotional in the book, You Are Never Alone, by the Reverend Max Lucado, who, if you've listened to me very much, you know I'm very fond of his work and his sermons and his books. They're just fabulous. I told my husband today I want to start a collection, and I'm not the kind of person who collects anything, but I'd be kind of interested in collecting money. Now, that might not be a bad idea. I'm not good at that either, now that I think about it, but I would like to collect his books. So today in the book, You Are Never Alone, this statement really, or this couple paragraphs really struck me, and I want to read them to you straight from his book. Administrators of one of the largest hospitals in America cite loneliness as a major reason for overcrowded emergency rooms. Parkland Hospital of Dallas, Texas, made this startling discovery as they were looking for ways to unclog the system. They analyzed data and compiled a list of high utilizers. They identified 80 patients who went to 4 emergency rooms 5,139 times in a 12-month period, costing the system more than $14 million. Once they identified the names of these repeat visitors, they commissioned teams to meet with them and determine the reason. Their conclusion? Loneliness. Poverty and food shortage were contributing factors, but the number one determinant was a sense of isolation. The ER provided attention, kindness, and care. Hence, the multiple return visits. They wanted to know that someone cares. That just struck me. I know that in your caregiving journey, you may be one of those people that feels very lonely, that you feel like you're on this journey all by yourself, that no one understands it, and that no one's there to help you, and you're stuck. I know this because I talk to you folks. I read your mail. You tell me your stories, and it's a very tough journey you're on, but your perception is wrong. You are not alone. First of all, as I have told you repeatedly, I am here to help you. I am willing to listen to your stories, and I don't charge to do that. But as the Reverend Max Lucado goes on to say, don't we all feel like this? The Apostle John, in the book of John, wants us to know that someone cares. He wants us to believe, to set our weight fully upon the strength of this loving God. That's what he goes on to say in that reading. I like that. So you're not alone. God is with you. But you are in the middle of a struggle. You're the caregiver for someone with dementia. And part of your goal is to make sure they don't feel lonely. And that's a big job, isn't it? Because there's just so much to do with physical caregiving. Sometimes it doesn't leave you energy for emotional caregiving. But, you know, that's just as important, and you've realized that. But somewhere in that process, you've got to take care of yourself. Did you know that caregivers who do 24/7 caregiving at home have a 600 times chance of passing away before their loved one with dementia? That's you. So what are you doing to prevent that from happening? Well, I hope that you're spending some time with other people, that you're recalling some friends from the past, and literally call them or text them or email them. And maybe you don't have time to go out for lunch, but you can have a conversation back and forth on text one day and just see what's going on in their world and tell them what's going on in yours. And remind them that you got a little bit of a tough journey, and if they would just reach out to you every Monday, that would be great. Or every Friday, if you got 5 minutes, you would just love to hear what's going on in their world to give your mind something different to talk about. Maybe you could initiate that, and they could follow up with you. And then, you know, you'd be a little bit on that following up side, too. But maybe you can arrange for someone to come and stay with your loved one, and you can go outside and feel the sunshine with absolutely no one saying one word to you, just enjoying the sunshine or enjoying the cold, whatever it is you have in your part of the world, feeling the grass under your feet and looking at the sky, seeing what images you can make out of the cloud like you used to do when you were young. Maybe you need time to go grocery shopping by yourself. Or maybe you need to go to the doctor because you haven't had a physical in who knows how long. And have you looked at that hair? It probably needs to be cut. But you've not had time to go to the beauty shop, have you? You need to take some time for yourself. It's very important. It's very healing. And you've got a lot of people to take care of you, people depending on you. And if you're not taking care of you, then what happens? I don't want you to suffer from loneliness. And you can be around people all day long and be a very busy caregiver, but be lonely. So don't be lonely. And call me if you are. Let's talk about it. Or write me if you are, and then I'll call you. Carol at carolhowell, H-O-W-E-L-L .O-R-G. Because you know what? You are never alone. When life feels depleted, does God care? If I'm facing an onslaught of challenges, will He help? When life grows dark and stormy, does He notice? If I'm facing the fear of death, will He help me? Well, the Reverend Max Lucado says, you are never alone. I'm telling you that one too. Blessings and smiles.
A special thank you to our sponsors, Veterans and Families of Florida. These amazing people are available to help veterans and spouses of veterans receive benefits to which they are entitled. You can contact them at 904-528-1084 or by email at info@vfflorida.org. Be sure to tell them Carol sent you. Veterans and Families of Florida. These people care. I would like to take a special moment and thank you for being a part of Let's Talk Dementia. You can find us at our website, www.letstalkdementia.org. All of our books, podcasts, and videos are available there, and you can schedule a free phone consultation with me. Click Menu in the top right-hand corner, and then choose Schedule Time with Carol. I look forward to talking with you. Blessings and smiles.